morning, Ebenezer family and friends. It is just good to be back with you one more time. God is just so gracious and kind to us, and I just thank him for his immense grace and mercy. We welcome our visitors. We thank you for connecting with us, and we encourage you to go to our website and get more information about our church family and just all the things that the Lord is doing via Ebenezer Baptist Church. We also encourage all of our listeners and viewers to get our church app. We have so many things, exciting things there. Of course, you can go to ebcnc.com to get that. And there we have our Monday manna, where we can get a word, flashbacks, so many teachings that come through that. Tuesday noonday Bible studies, Wednesday Bible study, and we've added an additional one on Thursday that's in person at 6 o'clock, where we're going through the book of 1 John. So, man, the Lord is just taking us all through the Bible so that we can grow in him. Also, I want to just thank you for your immense prayers as we have been able to just connect with so many different people. On next Sunday, Father's Day, June 19th, Juneteenth, also so much going on during that weekend. We're going to have some speakers in, and for our 8:45 in-person service, we're going to have Reverend Dr. Bo Cooksey. He'll be coming in and speaking into our lives. And then for our 10 o'clock online, we're going to have the pastor of Gate City Baptist Church, Michael Owens. He'll be coming and he'll be speaking into our lives on that Father's Day. And then finally at 10:45, we're going to have Pastor Daniel Rice, our missionary that's a part of Ebenezer that has gone out and taken mission trips all over the world, Jamaica, Haiti, and other places, and has just really been a blessing to the body of Christ. Also, we want to just thank you as you just pray for families. That day is going to be tough for some and exciting for others, but we know that our God is a father to the fatherless. Also, we thank you for being a cheerful giver. It says that God loves a cheerful giver, and we have learned to give from our hearts as we are led of the Lord. So we thank you for all that you do. Finally, I want to thank you on behalf of my family, entire family, just for your prayers. 23 years journeying with Ebenezer, it has been a blessing, and we just look forward to continually serving you. And so again, we thank you, and we covet your prayers as we go forth being led of the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm ready for the word today. As you see in the background today, we're gonna talk about thirst. I pray that you can put it in the chat. Just type thirst. We're gonna deal with thirst today, as the Lord becomes prominent in our lives as we deal with the series, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. See you soon.
Good morning, Ebenezer. Good morning. It's good to see each and every one of you this morning. I was blessed to be at the early service this morning, and Pastor preached about one of my favorite sections of scriptures when he was preaching about Jesus and Cleopas and some of his friends on the Emmaus Road, and how they talked to Jesus and walked with Jesus and didn't know that it was him. So much so that they said, "Are you a stranger? Are you a stranger in this town, and you do not know what's happened these last few days?" And Jesus said, "What things?" And they went on to tell him about those things. And it reminds me so much of life like it is today. Those of us that are saved, and even those that want to be saved, we live from day to day and go through life, and we don't notice the things that Jesus has done in our lives and the things that he's currently doing. And as time goes on, Jesus opens our eyes if we want him to. If we try to get closer to him, he opens our eyes and we can see the things that are going on. And we don't even take time sometimes to share the gospel with people that we meet, because we kind of make up in our minds sometimes that they're unredeemable, you know, and they're not. And they're not. We need to share the gospel with them. But I'm going to read a section of scriptures today that expound a little bit on that and why we should share the gospel with everybody. I'm going to read, Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 20. "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias? And he said, 'Behold, I am here, Lord.' And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints in Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and put his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou might receivest thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes that it had been scales, and he received forthwith, and arose, and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples, which was at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that Christ was the Son of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and understanding of his word.
On his mind.
Does anybody want just a closer walk with the Lord? I pray that their hands raised or emoticon raised, whatever you do, because that is what we're going to deal with today, getting close to the Lord. And we're going to look at some levels, in a sense. What does it take to really grow closer to the Lord? That hymn, just a portion of it, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea, daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. That's what we want, to really desire to be closer to the Lord. Before we get into the scripture today, just want to go in a word of prayer, ask you to pray with me as we think about all the wonders that the Lord is doing and will do in our lives. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you for making us instruments. Lord, wherever we find ourselves, we thank you that you're ordering our steps, and we want our lives to glorify you. Now, Lord, I just pray for those that are listening and looking in that may not be saved. I pray today be their day that they will confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that, Father, you have raised them from the dead and you said they would be saved. Let them know it's by grace through faith and not of themselves. It is a gift from you. Lord, I pray that they receive that gift today. Now, Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness, Lord. Father, I recognize who the true teacher is, and I thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Lord, would you teach us and guide us and lead us into all truth? Would you make this word so plain, so easy to be understood, that even a small child can be transformed to be like you? Lord, we just give you praise for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you just put in the chat, amen, wherever you're sitting at, amen. Today's portion of scripture, we're actually going to go back to the Old Testament. We've been in the New Testament dealing with this series, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. But the other day, literally, I was reading, I believe it was the Bible Plan with my wife, the one that the church has. And as we were going through, we're going through the book of Psalms, and I just saw this, and it just pulled my heart, and I was kind of arrested. And it took me a little note, and today we're going to go to a psalm that's really blessed my heart, and I believe it'll bless yours too, Psalms 42, and that second verse will be our focus scripture today, Psalms 42:2. It reads, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" Listen to that again, and that's powerful. Psalms 42:2. "My soul thirst for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" I want to speak from a title today, Thirsty for God. Thirsty for God. In that chat, I'm going to have you working a lot today. Just would you type thirsty? Yes, thirsty. Thirsty for God. As we enter into this portion of the scripture, time frame is about 970 to 610 BC. This is actually the second section of Psalms, Psalms 42 through 72, and this section is attributed to David and the sons of Korah. As we get into this section of scripture, there have been a lot of theologians to argue where this is the setting of, and we're going to take it on that it is attributed to Korah's sons more than David, though they may have been together at this point. And we're going to look at maybe it occurred during the exile with Absalom. Remember David's son, and David's son Absalom rebelled against them and literally ran out a great portion of David's people and troop, those that had allegiance to him, and he proclaimed himself king. The Lord took care of it, but there was a period of time that they were actually in the wilderness on the run, that they could not get to that physical place of worship. Korah and his sons, they were the Levitical of the Levitical priesthood, or the Levitical singers, and literally their job was to be within that temple to lift up the praises of the Lord. So most theologians believe that these sons of Korah were with David, and they actually had a longing to get back to that temple. As we jump into this 42:1, I want you to place yourself in a wilderness area with me, and David and the sons of Korah. And I want you to think, maybe you've been there for an extended period of time, and you're longing to get back into the presence of God. And as we're dealing with that whole subject matter of just a closer walk with thee, I want you to really sense the desire for the Lord. And we're going to see it in a wonderful way here within the scriptures. Psalms 42:1 says, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" Here's our first point: pressure and relief. Yes, pressure and relief. The picture here is that of a deer in a wilderness area. But there's a lot of small nuances I want you to get. The deer is panting, and generally we believe what is happening in here, the deer has run. You know, when an enemy comes or when a deer is frightened, he runs and he tries to get away, and he's an extended running at this point. And the deer now finds himself away from the enemy, but yet he's exerted so much energy, and now he's thirsting for water. He's thirsting to get to that stream, to get a drink so that he can become rejuvenated. My question for all of us today, do we have a passion for God? Do we have a thirst for the living God? Notice in the Psalms 42:2 again, the psalmist brings out, it says, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." Now remember, I talked about that deer under pressure, deer running and then getting the relief of drinking from the stream. It's the same thing that happens in our lives, because sometimes God will allow us to be under pressure. There ought to be some amens, and just lift up your hands. You can put in the chat, amen. Simply because the pressure draws us to the Lord. Yes, when things are going well, generally, listen to me, generally, we're not really thinking a whole bunch about God. You know, we're thinking about the good days and doing our own things. But when sickness hits us, or a relationship fails, or there's trouble in our families, or our money gets a little funny, wow, now we're calling on the Lord and we need him to show up. Here's the same thing that God wants in our lives, that we don't have to have pressure to call on him or to be thirsty for him, but we're always thirsty for his presence. I want you to really think about how much time are you spending alone with God? How much time are you spending actually getting into his presence? Please, I thank you for being connected with us today, whether we're in person or we're in a virtual connection. That's wonderful. That's fellowship. But saints of God, we have to have our personal time with the Lord on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, where we can get in his presence and we can sense him moving on the inside of us. Jesus says it like this in Matthew 5:6, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." The question I have, are you thirsting for him? Are you hungering for a righteousness in the Lord? It's going to take a battle. And here, as we see David and the sons of Korah, they're in that wilderness area. They're thinking about God, longing and thirsting for his presence. Psalms 42:3 gives us a little bit more of a picture, a kind of panoramic here. It says, "My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God?" Psalms 42:4, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept a pilgrim feast." Here's another point: the good old days. Yes, the good old days. The psalmist here, they're thinking about, they're processing, and they go back because they're in pressure and under pressure and going through and desiring to be in the presence of God. They go back to remembrances of the past. They remember the sweet fellowship that was within the temple as the saints that were around of the Old Testament in the presence of God and God's glory coming into that temple. They remembered those things, but now that they're in this wilderness, wilderness experience. They've been exiled. Now they feel lonely. They feel separated from God. His depression actually comes in, and it's aggravated as he's thinking about how sweet that time was in the past, that it really causes his presence to be even worse. How many times have we thought about the good old days, and we've taken for granted what we have right now? We've taken for granted, even though we're going through our struggles, even though we're going through our problems, that God still is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Any amens out there? To know that God's presence is there to help us and assist us even when we feel lonely. Andre Crouch, I love him, and the disciples, they sang this powerful song. It says, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first receive you. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believe. He goes on and says, I feel that I'm so far from you, but still I hear you calling me. Those simple things that I once knew, their memories keep drawing me. I must confess, Lord, I've been blessed, but yet my soul's not satisfied. Renew my faith, restore my joy, and dry my weeping eyes. I tried so hard to make it all alone. I need your help just to make it home. That there are times that we can feel so depressed and struggling emotionally, but please understand, God is there with us. I'm talking about thirsty for God. In those times that we feel so separated, as said before, we've got to reach out and grab into the presence of the Lord. Oswald Chambers, he gives us a wonderful picture here. He was a 20th century Scottish preacher, and he brings out this amazing thing with God can do in tough times. Listen to this. When a man gets to despair, he knows that all his thinking will never get him out. Anybody ever been there? He will only get out by the sheer creative effort of God. Consequently, he is in the right attitude to receive from God that which he cannot gain for himself. That's why God allows us to be in these situations so often. So now our faith activates. We know we can't do it, and we can come to the point of saying, Lord, I thank you. If you don't do it, if you don't deliver me, God, give me a thirst for you. But we have to dig deep in this present moment. We've got to regain that thirst for God, that we really want him. And some of you are thinking back when you first got saved, delivered, and set free, and how you loved the presence of the Lord, how you were in your Bibles, and you're like, I wish I could go back to those days. But please understand, we are where we are. How do we get that? You got to open up your Bible still. You got to take extended times where you're seeking the Lord with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Isaiah 41:10 gives us a really insight in how we can grasp and regain that thirst. Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. I love this one, Psalms 34:17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. We got to cry out and know that he can give us that thirst. Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions. Are there any amens of the righteous? But the Lord delivers them out of them all. Are there any witnesses to say God is a deliverer? He will set us free. He will bring us out. I'm talking about thirsty for God. God wants you to have a new experience. He wants you to take you to a higher level in him. David would say it later in Psalms 51:8. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Psalms 51:10, he says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. I'm talking about thirsty for God. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. We need those types of prayers and praise and recognitions of God's power in our lives. God, give us a thirst for you. Look at Psalms 42:5. The psalmist goes on and says, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Here's another point. Hope in God. Yes, hope in God. Can you put that in the chat? hope in God. That's important. This is the crux of our faith, because as we go through, and there are going to be times, as I said before, that we do feel lonely, so disconnected. Even COVID-19 and other things that have happened in our society have many times seemed to push us away from God. And we can see it, Lord knows, within our society, how they're pulling away from God and the enemy is stepping up his attack. But I want you to know, we got hope, saints. We've got hope in the Lord. We need to be thirsty for God. We must take time for introspection. Yes, so often that there's so much despair and so much confusion and so many clouds of sadness around us that we don't really look at ourselves and ask ourselves some questions. Let me show you in Psalms 42:5. He goes, "Why are you cast down, O my soul?" Sometimes you got to ask yourself when you're going through and you're struggling, you're like, "Why am I like this? Why am I cast down? Why are there so many struggles and issues within my life? And why are you disquieted within me?" But notice, as he asked those questions, those introspect, he says, "Hope in God. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Are there anybody out there that says, "I'm going to praise you, God, in spite of how I feel"? That's what you call thirsty for God. Peter writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit about suffering and victory. Some of you are going through right now, you're struggling, but I want you to know suffering is a part of our journey. But please understand, suffering and victory go hand in hand. Let me show you 1 Peter 5:8. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." 1 Peter 5:9. "Resist him steadfast in the faith." You're going to have to fight. There are going to be some struggles, but please know, resist him, knowing that the same sufferings and are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. 1 Peter 5:10. It says, "But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while," can you just cry out, "suffer"? "After you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." I'm talking about hope in God. When you're thirsty for God, you can go through some valleys of shadows of death and know that God is still faithful and your hope is steadfast in God. This is where David and the sons of Korah, they find themselves in this predicament, but they say, "You know what? I'm going to put my hope in the Lord." But please understand, even when we make it to the mountaintop, the enemy is going to come at us. Look at Psalms 42:6. "Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill of Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me." Psalms 42:8. "The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life." Here's another point: a prayer covering. Yes, this is so important. A prayer covering. It seems, as we read these scriptures and go through, as we're dealing with that whole subject matter, just a closer walk with the David and the sons of Korah and those that are around, they're vacillating. They're going from a high mountaintop experience to a low, a valley experience. They keep going backwards and forwards. This is common, especially within the Old Testament. You'll see the saints of God like Elijah. Remember, he had that mountaintop experience where he was able to overcome Jezebel's prophets, and he was celebrated. He saw the fire from heaven come down, but yet, in just a few chapters out there, he's sitting in the wilderness on the run. He's thinking about, "Lord, just take my life." All of us have our ups and our downs. We need to understand that in order to sustain our lives and keep that thirst, we need a prayer covenant. We must hold on to the fact that trouble doesn't last always. Are there any shout of praise out there? We got to know that even though we're going through today, we might not be going through tonight, and we need to go ahead and step out on faith and say, "God, I'm going to praise you in spite of the troubles." It says within the scriptures, "was deep to deep." It said it was like the troubles were like a waterfall coming over David. They began to roll. You ever felt like that? You're able to get up out of one thing, and before you get up out of that one, something else begins to roll over you. It just hits you from left to right. But I love this Psalms 42:8. He said, "The Lord Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. Aren't you glad for a God that even when we're going through, God has a word for us? God can command his loving kindness. God can bring a song in the midnight hours. Or we can say it like this: when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, our souls should shout out. God always has a way of turning stuff around. Can you say turn it around? God always has a way of bringing us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We need others to pray for us, and we need to ask others. I want you to put me on your prayer list, and I you pray for me and I'll pray for you, because we need the prayers of the righteous. The scriptures say they avail of much. I'm talking about thirsty for God. Look at Psalms 42:9. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Psalms 42:10. As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Here's a point. Tough days ahead. Yes. Tough days ahead. I think we need to just look at our society, and as we see that the rising murder counts, and we see how intense people have become when it comes to doing the works of darkness, when we see our political system sometimes cracking and breaking apart, when we see family relationships being turned inside out, and gender experiences being going upside down, when we see all of these pressures, there's some tough days ahead. When we see where we are right now, and we read books like the Revelation, and we find out there's going to be some tough days ahead, we can become disheartened. But please, even David and the sons of Korah in this situation, they understand that even though we're going through, God is still faithful. The devil fights us. Any amens? He fights us. He comes against us. Paul the apostle writes it like this, Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I want to give that word to the saints of God. We got to be strong in the Lord. Even though the enemy is coming against us, be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Can I say that again? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So many people are fighting people. That people are not our fight. Please understand, there's something that's higher. Look at the scripture. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Yes, we've got to come to the point of being thirsty for God. And our thirst says, God, I'm going to stand and wait on your presence. I will wait on the Lord, and I'll be of good encouragement, because I know you're going to strengthen my heart. We'll have tough days again, but as long as God is walking with us. Look at the news again and the social media excerpts. The enemy is stepping up his attacks. We keep striving for a closer walk with the Lord simply in these days and time. That's what it's going to take to get through. We got to say, God, I want to get closer to you. I am thirsty for you, because I see the day approaching that you're going to come back on a cloud where every eye can see. I'm talking about thirsty for God. Let me sum up these final scripture here, Psalms 42:11. He says, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. I love this point. Yet praise. Yes. That's yet praise. Could you put it in the chat? Yet praise. Wherever you're sitting at, maybe you got on your feet already. Just say yet praise. Even though you may be down, I dare you to give God a yet praise. Even though you're struggling through some stuff, I dare you to give him a yet praise. Notice here, it says in Psalms 42:11, that second part, he says, hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. Even though it don't look good, I'm still going to praise him. Even though I don't feel connected, I'm still going to reach out and become thirsty for him. I walk with God, and I walk with God in our struggles. There's going to have to be a whole bunch of yet praises. When we don't feel like praising, we yet praise. When we are confused, we yet praise. When we are tired and out, we yet praise. When we are experiencing grief, we yet praise. Whatever situation you find yourself in, I dare you to do a yet praise. You say, Pastor, are there any examples of yet praises? Yes, 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 yes. You remember Job in 13 and 15. He says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job had lost just about everything in his life, but he said, I'm going to hold on to the Lord. Isn't that what our joy comes from? Knowing what Christ did, coming from heaven to earth, walking among men, healing the sick and raising the dead, but not stopping there, going to the Garden of Gethsemane, crying out three times, coming to the conclusion, not my will, but let thy will be done. Betrayed by Judas Iscariot, he's beaten all night long, crossbar put on his back. He goes down the Via Dolorosa. We see him at Calvary, nails in his hands and nails in his feet. I'm talking about thirsty for God. If Jesus could carry my sins and bear my griefs on that cross of Calvary, cry out, it's finished, drop his head and the locks of his shoulder. They put him in a cold tomb, but 3 days gets up with all power and glory. Now it's seated on the right hand of the Father praying for me. I can give him a yet praise, and I can be a thirsty for God because he has done so much. Saints, I want to get you to the point in your life today that you can say, my God is everything and I'm thirsty for him. God has given us all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He's given us his word to edify us and lift us up. Saints, God wants us to have a thirst for him. Remember, knock and it shall be open. Seek and you shall be found. God will find you and you find more of him. You go deeper and deeper and deeper in him, having a thirst for God. Just a closer walk with him. Saints of God, I encourage you, get into your Bible. Family devotions are integral. If you got family or house, you should be praying together one with another, reading the scriptures. If you're single, I encourage you, have your personal prayer time, but reach out to someone that you can talk to and you can pray with, and you can read scriptures together. The fellowship is so important in giving us a thirst for God, longing for more of him. Thank God for his Holy Spirit. If you're viewing and listen now, and you don't know Jesus, but there's a spark that's flamed up in you right now. I'm telling you, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. It said, you will be saved. It's by grace through faith and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Please, this is not by chance that you're connected today. God is reaching out for you, giving you a thirst for him. Confess those sins. He'll save you right where you are. To the saints who are saved and loving him, I'm telling you, God wants us to have a more intense love, a more thirst for him. You got to say, God, use me for your glory. I want to walk more and more with you. Let us pray together. Father, I thank you for Psalms 42. Thank you, God, that even when we find ourselves in wilderness experiences, even when we don't feel like that you're there with us, that we can still have a thirst for you. Lord, keep that longing within our souls to want you, to desire you, to want to just reach out and grab your hand at all times. Lord, thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. Lord, forgive us for the times that we've had pity parties. We haven't stepped out on faith. We haven't gone into your presence the way we should. But Lord, help us today to have a renewal of our joy, a renewal of our faith, that we can trust you and thirst for your righteousness. Father, thank you for all that you're doing and all that you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus said, here I stand. Won't you please take my hand? And you said, I will. Tomorrow, Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs. And you say, I know, but tomorrow, tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today, but it's so much easier to say tomorrow. Who promised you tomorrow? Better choose the Lord today. For tomorrow, very well might be too late. Jesus said, here I stand. Won't you please let me in? And you said, I will tomorrow. Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs. And you said, I know, but tomorrow, oh, tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today, oh, but it's so much easier to say tomorrow. Who promised you tomorrow? You better choose the Lord today. For tomorrow, very well might be too late. And who said tomorrow, whatever come to you, yet you laugh and play and continue on to say. Choose the Lord today. Oh, please, don't just turn and